Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember ladies that an old Chad's trash is a young Chad's treasure. But does this even happen? I'm hearing stories about women hitting 30 complaining about men in their 20s starting to set their filters on dating apps to only women under 30 because they don't want a MILF mommy. The only men that'll date a much older woman are either emotionally or mentally damaged, or are looking for someone for target practice. Older women try and exploit good-looking younger men that lack social skills, that don't understand their own value. Up next, I wonder why no matter what criticism is thrown at PDF files, the progressive left tries to defend them. It's almost as if they hate children. It's like their progressiveness knows no bounds. They seem to be okay with people smashing anything, be it good boys or good boys. Anything goes with them. But the most troubling thing is that over time the left is slowly dragging the right further left. PDF files that are proven 100% to be guilty need a date with the wood chipper. Number 3, looks like condoms may be too big for Indian men. A study is calling for mixed sizes instead of standard Western ones because they're too big. Imagine an Indian pharmacy having different sizes and an Indian asking for some. Hello, sir. Please give me an extra small condom, sir. I need that for tonight's bobs and vagine. Asian men, regardless of East Asian or Southeast Asian, are the least desirable men out there. Maybe it's because of their size. Moving on, well, that was fast. This footballer's girlfriend canceled their wedding after finding out that his assets weren't his mother's name. Women are adapting to the Hakimi method pretty quickly. At least the truth about her gold digging came out a lot sooner rather than later, so he knew not to waste his time or money. Bullet dodged. Famous men know that prenups don't work, but they know that giving their money to their mother does. I wonder how she found out the money was in his mother's name to begin with. Number 5, this wayman says never marry a man who's interested in your past, wants to go 50-50 and has issues with your kids. Yeah, looks like Nico here is going to be single for life. Never date a woman who wants you to pay full price for used goods while raising another man's half-rigans. Remember this image of an Indian woman entering a trash heap the next time a single mom invites you to be part of her life. Up next, speaking of more Indian enrichment, this Indian man was caught trying to do his business in an Australian street in the middle of the day, and they'll probably most likely deport him, meaning they won't. Also, why is he barefoot and how is he going to wipe his rear end after doing the deed? The Indian media will probably say Australia doesn't have any railway tracks, so this man had no choice. It's situations like this and the scam phone calls, which they see as just, that show me our cultures are incompatible. Number 7, the average woman made £166 10 years ago, the same as a man in 1960. Today, the average woman weighs £172. It makes me wonder if Ozempic will change this or fatsoes will just eat even more food to make up for Ozempic reducing their food absorption. Here's what the average woman looks like these days. No wonder people are having a lot less sex too. Doesn't she look just so damn irresistible? Moving on, what do these two people have in common? I don't know. Could it be that they both use Gillette razors to shave their beards? They also have mental illness and a penis in common. I don't think the trans community will ever get it that just like no matter what you turn this building into, it's still going to be known as a Pizza Hut. No matter how much they modify their bodies, people will still see a male in front of them. Number 9, is this the bathing suit of the average Sydney Sweeney hater? Or is it Lizzo's now that she no longer needs it because she's on Ozempic? It's also the average size bathing suit for audience members of The View, as well as Taylor Swift fans. Actually, I think I finally figured it out. That's the average bathing suit of those women that throw shoes at each other at Walmart and tear up cruise ships with their bad attitude. I never understood how someone could get this big. Up next, the study finds that just 1 minute of anger weakens the immune system for 5 hours. Welcome to my life. Stress hormones are a killer for me. Cortisol causes my skin to flare up. Eating sugar and carbs also lowers your immune system and also boosts your inflammation. Just driving to work most days is enough to keep people stressed out enough to shave 10 years off their lives. For men, the number one source of anger, though, is women. No wonder married men live 7 years shorter than married women. Number 11, parents in Pakistan lock the graves of their daughters to avoid rape. It looks like somebody needs to teach Southeast Asian men not to rape. Most likely it's their cousin, though, since inbreeding is so common in the Muslim world. But apparently this story is just propaganda created by Indians to make Pakistanis look worse than them. And that grave with the bars is located in India, so there's the smoking gun. Jeets have to put bars on their daughters' graves. Moving on, people are wondering if it should be legal to buy a baby through surrogacy. Of course, it's the future of human reproduction because people aren't having enough kids. Two women having a kid together is bad for the child. But a man paying for surrogacy and raising a kid on his own, the outcomes are much better than a kid raised by a single mother. A mother and father raising a kid together, the outcomes are only slightly better than that kid if he was just raised by a single man. Number 13, these are the women who say they won't date right-wing men. That's okay, though, because the right-wing men won't date them either. But they probably still hit on such guys. One Chad probably feels pity for them and sleeps with them once, and then they're alpha widows for life. When they say they won't be dating right-wing men, they're saying that out of resentment because right-wing men reject them because of the way they look. And most they get ridden like mopeds by right-wingers in secrets. Up next, this Englishman was arrested over a photo with a boomstick while he was in America. Because he posted it on social media, and when he got back in the country, the UK confiscated his devices and destroyed his livelihood. They said he wasn't sensitive about how his posts would make people feel. The cops treated him like a criminal, even though being at a shooting range in the United States was perfectly legal. For this poor guy, the punishment was actually the process. Number 15, here's me wondering why all girls think they're fat, except for the fat ones. Because women are either perfectionists or they're slobs. I remember up until the year 2010, fat women were self-conscious and didn't have the same confidence that skinny women did. Then the fat empowerment movement rolled in the early 2010s, and they suddenly thought that they were the bomb. They were only as large as a bomb, but they weren't the bomb. The fat ones know that they're fat, but now they expect to be treated like they're skinny. Moving on, the reason people on the left don't like real art or beauty is because they are a cult of envy. Anyone that does or has anything better needs to be taken down a notch and beaten by the stupidity of the left. It's gone so bad these days that simply being a straight, normal-looking person from 20 years ago in today's world makes you a fascist in their eyes. The funniest thing is that those against fascism don't realize that real fascism has never been tried before. Number 17, so we've gotten to the point now where this Ohio woman was accused of trying to steal a Christmas tree by trying to hide it in her vagine. She was probably so run through that it fell out of her, like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. This must run in the family because here's her sister and she was arrested for self-stimulation with a Jimmy Dean sausage in a Walmart bathroom. I can definitely see the resemblance. Crazy seems to run in the family. Up next, a 22-year-old guy is dating a 50-year-old woman. What's he looking for? Sex. Lots of sex. Either that or a sugar mama with a lot of money. There is the possibility that he could be seeking out citizenship too. Let's also not forget the fact that he can get sex with her without worrying about if he's going to get her pregnant or not. I also wouldn't be surprised if her body is fitter than most flabby 20 or 30-something-year-old women these days. Number 19, Steve Jobs was a stupid genius. In 2008, when he was diagnosed with a rare form of treatable pancreatic cancer, he opted to fight it with his diet, an all-fruit diet. He thought that fruit would heal him. Fruit is full of sugar, which is inflammatory and feeds cancer. Cancer loves sugar and feeds off of it. Carbs are carbs, regardless of where they come from. Dude gets pancreatic cancer, and so what does he do? Overwhelm his pancreas so that it has to work overtime producing insulin to counteract all the carbs he's eating. Moving on, here are your chances of being born on each continent in 2026. Looks like there's a lot of bad karma flowing out there with so many people being born in Africa or India. My guess is that the majority of Indians come back and reincarnate as Indians until they finally stop scamming people. It would also be smart separating East Asia from the rest of Asia because they probably have good karma being born in China, Japan, or South Korea. Also, Russia is technically half in Europe and half in Asia. Number 21, here are all the villains that Captain Jack Sparrow defeated. The last one is the most dangerous, and I'm curious if that's the legendary poo pirate on the bottom right. Amber Turd was one of the most toxic women in Hollyweird, and she's probably a reason why we'll never get another Pirates film with Johnny Depp ever again. My favorite villain is still Davy Jones, because he's the most terrifying. Even the poo pirate has nothing on him. Up next, this individual is watching all their friends from 2020 detransition in 2024 and 2025. Don't worry, it'll be your turn soon there, Zipper Boobs. It's almost as if there's some great social contagion or something out there. The best way to have prevented this would have been to sue the doctors doing the surgeries as well as the psychiatrists. You know that some of them are probably going to choose the unfortunate express detransitioning method. Number 23, look everyone, it's Hot versus Potato. Also, show me a worse casting decision than this one. Here's one, and she's definitely not the fairest of them all with a mug like that. The actress is ugly both on the inside and outside now. Here's another one, and they nearly ruined Minecraft with this one. Jack Black used to be funny, but now he just ruins everything that he's in. He's definitely overstayed his welcome in Hollywood. Moving on, here's a reminder that this is a real mugshot of a Reddit PDF file. I honestly think that this short king is really a woman, because how many men do you know that are 5 feet tall? Then again, maybe this body consumes a lot of things with soy that cause their estrogen levels to spike up. What I really want to know is why the stereotype of Reddit PDF files is true. Why are there so many demented people on that platform? Number 25 and the last one, you must pick one. I like D with her double D's. Then again, on second thought, I'll take B, because she has a bigger smile and six toes. But to be honest, I'd take any of them except for F. She looks way too tall. Imagine in a couple of decades going to an Android dealership and being able to pick a woman like this to take home. Imagine how crazy regular women would be if that ever happened. Today we just look at them as AI. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.